Jesus, o Todo Cristo. Theme for this year's celebration: change the future of migration. Invest in food to end the disgraceful spectrum of importing foodstuffs from neighboring countries. Compared to production levels in 2016, the program is targeted to increase the production of maize by 30%, rice by 25%, soybean by 25%, and sorghum by 28%. In my government, the program for planting for food and jobs is one of the answers towards addressing this twin problem highlighted of migration and food insecurity that we have been confronted with in recent years. At the launch of the program for planting for food and jobs, I reinforced the pledge made by the Lord's Home Minister for Food and Agriculture, Dr. Musa Shimi. The government intends to construct a 1,000 metric ton capacity warehouse in each of the 216 districts. One district, one warehouse. The purpose of these warehouses will be to handle produce as well as to store the anticipated surpluses under the Planting for Food and Jobs campaign. Today, we commence the fulfillment of this pledge. A project to be supervised by the Minister for Special Development Initiatives, the Honorable Mavis Howard Kunsi, Member of Parliament for New City. Construction of warehouses under the Infrastructure for Poverty Eradication Program will be a major booster in our efforts to guarantee food security and the transformation of the agricultural sector. I think another campaign promise of my party in the run-up to the December 2016 election was to provide each of the 275 constituents with the senior equivalent of $1 million United States dollars every year to tackle issues relating to infrastructural development and poverty eradication in rural and deprived communities. The provision of basic infrastructure, including warehouses, markets, water systems, and sanitation facilities, are part of the mandate of ICAN. Ladies and gentlemen, the construction of the warehouses in all the districts will not only minimize post-harvest losses, but improve the marketing of agricultural products. The warehouses will help address poor farm-level practices, poor handling, and poor storage activity that exposes our farm produce to molds, rodents, and other pests. Government will accelerate the construction of the warehouses and will ensure that each of them is fitted with modern equipment, including drying or freezing systems. These warehouses will also be certified to enable them to participate in the warehouse receiving system being implemented under the Ghana Commodities Exchange Project. This system will promote financial inclusion of all our smallholder farmers. The farmers will be able to deposit their farm produces in these warehouses and use them to address their financial needs in various ways under the warehouse receipt system. It is also envisaged that with a successful implementation of the warehouse receipt system, many smallholders